The Sunny Side with Joyce.
We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. We theme this one, the Lords of Logic. The day for the Lords of Logic. So first things first, Confessions Hour. After that, today, we would be having a guest in the studio. He is one of the housemates of the Big Brother Nigeria reality TV show. The one who voluntarily chose to withdraw from the show. So he's going to be here in a few minutes to talk about his situation. So I'm hoping you're looking forward to that. I'm asking you too. After that, then we segue to the Lords of Logic. There's something I wanted to do today, and I wish I had just enough time today to introduce you to it. But I'll just mention it, but it's not happening today, and I'll explain to you why. Today on Lords of Logic, I wanted us to discuss lovemaking and worship. In my opinion, they are the same thing. That was the intent today for Lords of Logic. But I was advised against that because the way it was put forward is that some of our friends who are with us on radio who listen and would call in do not know how to separate the actual mental argument, or say cannot juxtapose in argument what it is, the angle of lovemaking, and how it could or does not relate to worship. So on a different day, I would try and make a submission, more detailed than I'm doing right now. And then I would give us a day where we can have that conversation on Instagram Live. Yeah. And I hope you understand it. I'm told that, well, some people could get too erotic. And it's a little disappointing because I think the situation should not stare, or it's not in any way erotic, and shouldn't necessarily stare you sensually, because it's supposed to be like a conversation where you use your sensibility and judgment to kind of discuss the common lines between, that's if you agree, the common lines between lovemaking and worship. You know, so even the more I speak about it, I cannot believe that that was the extraction from it. But that's what should have happened, and that's what will not be happening today. At a later time, we'll probably schedule a meeting and do that, okay? Today on Lords of Logic, all men are equal, but some more than others. So you have a moment to think about it. Well, you have about an hour to think about it before we get to the time for Lords of Logic. Right now, it's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you do not say your name. My name's Joyce Odichima Onyemowa, and this is a rather brief introduction to our friends who are just new to radio, which would be surprising, but yes, of course. Confessions Thursday, when you're calling, you don't say your name. And of course, as the name embodies, it is about the secrets of your life. Yeah, the good, the bad, and the downright confusing. Yeah, and if it's ugly, why not? When you call in, be anonymous. So whether it's your secret, and usually, of course, it is a secret. Particularly, it's an information about you that no one else is privy to, but you would like to share it, whether to give us the benefit of learning from what you have come out from, or you are discussing it because you need a little bit more clarity, or you want people to help with, you know, chiming in, giving you the perspective on the situation, what they could not do, would do, or did not do. If it's maybe about revenge, anger, regret, let's talk about it. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The song you just listened to is by Three Doors Down. It's titled Landing in London. All right, so let's get into it. Welcome to Thursday's edition of radio. Don't say your name when you call in, and please totally ignore me if I ask for your name. I kind of get so patterned that I forget, and then say, oh, hi, welcome, what's your name? You know to ignore. It's Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
Hello, welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Please, go ahead.
When I was young and That was about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So I have this, my cousin's sister, because we stay the same house together. By then, when my mom is going to work and my dad is going to work, that my cousin's sister will just come in my room. And she will off her clothes.
Yeah.
So by then, me, I don't even have the knowledge of all these things. All these
How old were you?
She will call me.
How old were you?
I was like 7 years old then.
Oh.
Yeah. She will now off her pants. She will
start
showing me.
Yeah, her body.
Do you know this? And she will just take me in the bedroom.
Okay.
And start doing all kind of rubbish.
Molest you. Okay. So what happened?
So that memory is still in my brain, and
How
I'm trying to
now?
Tell my dad.
How old are you?
About it. Now?
Yeah.
Now I'm about 22.
Okay.
So I'm trying to tell my dad about it, but I don't even have that courage to tell her, to tell him. The thing is, has been bothering me on my mind.
What do you hope your dad would do for you? I want to see whether you've thought about that.
He might beat me up. I don't even know.
No, he shouldn't do that. I mean, you were seven. Somebody should have been speaking for you or defending you. I don't think he's going to hit you, but I want to know whether you've thought about it. So do you want him to call your cousin to order? I don't know. You want him to do something about the situation? Or you just want someone to confide in? You want to be able to trust your dad with this, and hopefully he can help you come out of it. I don't know what you've thought.
Well, I just want my dad to know about it so that I'll know that my conscience is free now.
So that's a good
because
thing.
Then my cousin's sister, she's 40 years now.
Wow.
So the thing has been bothering me, and anytime I set my eyes on her, I don't feel comfortable. I always feel embarrassed.
Oh, then I think you should tell. So I'll advise, don't think too hard about how your father's going to react about it. Just tell him. And you also must be open to the idea that some of these stories kind of still embarrass our parents. Do you get?
All right.
Yeah, but you are his son. He should care enough that someone took advantage of you in a very insane way. And hopefully he can help boost your esteem and courage. Hopefully. That's my prayer. Hopefully.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your... Welcome. Sorry, I lost you. Yeah, let's go and do that. Hi. We're Nigeria Info. Turn off the volume of your radio set. We're good to have you here. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, welcome. Do you have a confession?
Good
afternoon to you.
Crystal.
Do you have a confession? I said don't say your name.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's okay. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, my confession is that... I feel very strange all the time.
I must feel
for about 47 years right now. I find out that I am more of a C person.
You owe me a call back. You are in debt at this point. You owe me. Call me back. Because I want to understand what you mean when you say you feel strange. And then you say you're more of a C person. Guy, you owe me this gist. Please call back. On your conscience, nerve? Call me back. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Sir, I lost you. I really want to hear that story. A C person. Hello. Hi. The volume of your radio set. Turn it off. Do us all that favor. The volume of your radio set.
Okay. Hello, Joyce.
Hello. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Good afternoon
to you. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Okay, yeah, I have a confession.
Sure, get to it.
Yeah, my...
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, my confession is, during our program in Sajari School, I was a class governor then.
Yeah.
So you understand. So the lecturer, like, was just kind of oppressing us. So, and I was the class governor, so he asked me to record some scores.
Yeah.
So the lecturer was not deliberate about giving some students carry over, and I was the one recording it. So at the end of the day, so I was still the one catering for the people he gave carry over, like, okay, well, they should do this and that so that they'll be able to. Well, the lecturer promised me giving me an high score. By the end of the day, I didn't get the high score. So that was just like a betray for me. So that has been my mind right from time. So seeing my students, like, I don't.
I'm not sure I got all of the facts, because I even wanted to ask some questions. I mean, I wanted to ask the nature of you. You know, I wanted a little bit more clarity as to the nature of the situation that got you to be the one managing students, you know, for the lecturer. And how the score arrangement came, how you were promised a high score but didn't get it. I'm a little, well, I don't have all the information, so I hope you call back. Hi, Confessions Thursday. Sorry, we lost you. We're Nigeria Info. Welcome, all our friends. This is radio. Hello. This is Confessions Hour.
Madam Odichima.
Hello, welcome. Do you have a confession?
How are you, dear?
Fine, thank you.
Can you hear me?
I can. Your background is noisy, so that's interfering. Do you have a confession?
Not really, but concerning the topic you wanted to speak for.
No, I'm sorry. Logic. Yeah, that's for later, please, huh?
Yeah? No, not the one you postponed. Don't you say you go to Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always known from childhood, I was brought up with the standard that sex is worship.
But that's not our conversation right now.
But what do you think? You think it's going to become more erotic? Why would you think so?
I'm not the one who thought so. Someone said it to me, and I'm still in disbelief.
No, it's not. I don't think so.
You don't think what?
I don't think so.
So his concern was that some people will make it an erotic conversation, which I thought was really...
Sometimes you can't really project what your show would be to people.
Yeah, so maybe the person is right, yeah? That's what you're saying. Because you're still saying no.
You wouldn't know. If you don't try, you wouldn't know.
So he's saying I shouldn't try it.
Man, people will lose out because nobody will be on Instagram.
Thank you very much. So there you go. I know people would lose, and I really wanted to have that conversation. Well, I don't want to say it's unfortunate. We can have it, unfortunately, if you're not on social media, if you're not on Instagram, then you might miss out on it. 99.3 Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. Hey, welcome. Good afternoon.
Joyce.
The volume of your radio set. Please turn it off.
I've already done that.
Thank you. Welcome.
My confession is this. When I was very young, that should be my junior secondary.
Oh, I do apologize. If you can, please call back. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, welcome. It's Nigeria Info. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
You have the floor, my friend. Go ahead.
All right. Oh, like 2007, actually before 2007, I finished my secondary school in 2004. So I'm the kind of person that my dad is very disciplined. You're not the sort that do mixed up with people in the area. Well, along the line, when I finished secondary school, so I decided to, because due to our background, financially we are not buoyant, so I decided to learn some skills. So I go for satellite. I was learning DSTV. So I was successful. But along the walk in 2007, even without before, during the time, if anybody offered me a drink, an alcohol drink, I don't take. But even I remember when we finished in 2004, one of my friends tried to seduce me. Even on my birthday in 2005, they tried to force me. I would tell them that my spirit doesn't entertain that. So I met a friend in 2006. So we are so close. We are so very, very close. But on 2007, the friend, one way or the other, lead me to alcohol. So what I just realized that since I've been out used to that alcohol, since then my life has not been. Even there was in 2010 when I have an accident, when I was in Las Cotex, I have an accident. So then after that I hit my head. So from then when I was taken to hospital, I was that's when I know that I don't even know that I have a eye challenge.
You have pardon me, what challenge? Eye?
Yes.
Like sight. Okay, go ahead.
Sight, yes. So it's when the incident happened, I hit my head. So that's when I got to know that I'm having glaucoma.
Okay.
And since then, the medication given that I need to be buying every month, it has been a tough time. So that thing has, you know, with the habit of that alcohol, so I always use it to just clear my mind, to take the challenges off my mind. So I've been
addicted.
I've been addicted with the alcohol. Even it gets to a state that even I was even taking in around 2015, I was even used to all these drugs, Tramadol, just to be feeling the pressure in me.
Wow.
But unluckily, even I unfortunately get to have a wife.
Okay.
Because when she met me, she doesn't know I have a sight issue because I was standing on the balcony. Because if I'm in a place, if I don't tell you, you will not know. Unless you will not know, because I use with the ability that God gave me, when I'm in a place, I can do whatever I want to do.
Okay.
So when she met me, he's a neighbor. He came to meet one of our neighbors. So we talked. So from then, we got to know each other. So before she now, later I get to know that I have a side, but she has already liked the way I always talk to him, what I always discuss with him. But she accepted me.
Oh, and
we have been together.
Great.
We have a son as well. But in 2019, you know, I'm a guy that don't even go to church. If you ask me that, I'm not going to go to church because I'm staying in my grandpa's house, in my grandpa's residence in Jacqueline Estate. So he always told me that I should go to church. I thought that I would always give an excuse. One of the excuses, I would say, I don't want to go to their church, this and that. But there was a particular day, somebody now gave her one invitation for the Bible in a church. So she now bring that invitation for me. That since that I don't want to go to my church, somebody gave her invitation that will I go. So I just collect the invitation card, I drop it. When we were already on that date, that was 2019, November. So I just let me please her to just
go,
so that she will not be talking on me, on my head.
Yeah.
So I won't lie to you. There's a boy that always escorts me if I want to go out. So when we went to the service, I was like, when I get to the church, I was arrested by Christ.
Oh.
You know, I was sharing my tears, asking for forgiveness, because just as if something entered me.
Wow.
So I was just confessing all my sins to God. If I would, I forget something, I was even addicted to masturbation. So in 2019, when I confessed everything I've been doing to God, I want to lie to you, Christ came to me and saved me. Because 2 days after, I would have had an accident. Because I just decided, okay, let me go to church for a Thanksgiving. As I was coming back from the church, a car just come from nowhere. The boy that we are going together run before me. For me, the only thing I know, I said, I called Jesus.
Yeah.
I called Jesus. But the only thing, after I called that name, I don't know anything again. But by the time I just hear people saying, ah, Jacob died, I hope he not eat you. That's why when I open my eyes, by the time I find myself lying at the cupboard of a quarter. And I stood up. I said, not eat me.
Oh.
This guy we are talking about did not even wait.
Wow.
Not even wait. I was not saying that the guy did not eat me. So when I get home, I just go inside. I was just giving time to God. And when I was giving time, I heard a voice that tell me that you are giving a second chance. Use it well.
Wow.
And since then, I make a covenant with God that no matter what it is, I will serve Him to the end. Do you know that before that 2019, things have been so tough for me.
Okay.
But since I've gave my life to Him, I've dropped everything for God, for Christ, for Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ. God has been so amazing to me, merciful.
Yeah.
As in, it gave me peace. Even my marriage that was disturbed, we are happily. Me and my wife, we are so happy. Even my wife, even in my neighbor, I know a lot of guys that disturb my wife because my wife, I know my wife is very beautiful. I can feel it. You know? She's very beautiful. And she's very hardworking. She's very hardworking.
Okay.
So,
well, great. That's God a great, great story. That's a God that's a great. Beautiful.
But the only thing I'm just pushing on now, I heard a program in your show talking about you brought people that have a challenge that the lady talked about one school in HOD.
Oh, no, it wasn't on my show. I'm not sure where you heard that.
No, I thought it was my mother was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when I had it, that's what I was working on now.
Okay.
At least, so that I want to be doing, because I can do anything I want to do at home, but I want to be free on my, I want to
You
want to
be independent.
Myself.
Beautiful.
Yes, I want
Beautiful.
To be independent.
Oh, great.
Because I believe in myself.
Oh, that's great.
I can do
That's
anything.
Really great. That's so great.
I well, can do anything in Christ.
Thank you.
You so
thank
much.
You very, very much for that very compelling tale. I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Wow. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I have a confession.
Get to it.
Yeah, mine was when I was like 14.
Okay.
Just after primary school, I kind of went for a holiday to my elder cousin's place. And lo and behold, the wife's younger sister, who then should be like 20 plus, over 20, up to 23, 4. She would just call me, you know.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm going to appreciate it if you can move real quick along the lines of your tale.
Oh, I'm by the road and a bit noisy.
Yeah, I know. So could you like...
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's good. But speak quickly so you can get in your story. You can get we can get much out of you in a very short time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she would like take off my clothes and start misbehaving with me, you know?
Yeah.
And since then, it's been kind of... I don't know how to put it. I've not seen her for long. I believe she's married. And I shy away from women.
How old are you now?
Not as if I can talk to them.
How old are you?
Oh, I'm in my early 40s.
Oh, okay.
I'm married, yeah. I'm married. But even before then, I hardly talk to women. I don't look at women directly in her.
You don't look her in the eye. Okay.
Yes. But along the line, I had to pick courage and like, hey, you need to move on. I didn't tell anybody.
Oh, wow.
And I believe if I see her again, I will tell her what she did to me. Then it didn't go down well with me because I was just a boy.
That would be very good. That would be very, very good. If you look her in the eye and say you did that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you survived it. I'm glad you survived it. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No way.
Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hi.
afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Please, go ahead.
You see, there's God. I know. Whoever said there's no God is just be joking. I traveled to India in 2014.
Pardon me, you traveled where?
To England.
Okay.
2004. And before I travel, I've had a message that, look, I will travel. If at all, if anybody give anything, it has been ordained that definitely I must travel. I begin wonder, I'm not the man of God, look. I don't know have anybody in England. I don't know anybody there. She's equal to possible. And in my salary, when you talk about this and this thing, he said, you forget. He said, when it is come, it just come, I will be surprised. So to cut the story short, the travel just manufactured, both my ticket, my travel ticket were just being given to me without even spending 1 naira.
Yeah.
When I went to embassy, I was giving my visa, even where people are not happy. I just went there. I was giving my visa, I saw that the visa is there. I begin wonder.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the issue of this thing, where do I get this? About 1,000 or something, that is ticket then.
Yeah.
I begin wonder, see, how am I going to get it? I was just walking, my brother just comes, he come. He just pays his retirement. I should come and assist him to bring the money at the bank. Say I should put on where I'm a law enforcement agent.
Yeah.
Say I should put on my uniform and bring my car. Come and assist him. So when there, we collect the money. When we get this now, he now say, if you tell me, say what you tell me, say okay, take 150,000 naira. I could just wonder. So suddenly, I just myself, what am I doing? When I get to the airport, checking, I took out the Alubarika, this Bolivia or something. Yeah, check me. I just met myself, because coach it, I met myself in England. On getting to England, I don't know where I'm going. And I look, both of them, they asked me, say, where am I going? I said, well, I just wanted to meet my friend there. And so that he said this and that. He said, They said, you don't know. I said, no. They announced this on 2 numbers. They said, the number I gave was switched off. Say, what can I do? I said, I don't know. Okay. The immigration man took me, okay, I should go. Whenever I see whoever I want to see, I should come and collect my passport. So I said, no problem. I went inside.
Hold on, pardon me. Sorry, I have to quickly go off on a break. I'll ask that you hold on a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Please.
We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station.
Nine 9.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, my friend. If you're still on the telephone lines, could you continue?
So, let me just call you. I lost the line. Don't think it keeps flourishing for me. I went back to them. I got my passport back, and also one of my friend there went back to collect my passport. Went back. So, things begin flourishing. Things just take so too good for me. Now, I went to later. I left the Chelsea. I mean the London Centre. I traveled to. Out of London City to Sheffield. I was there. Now, I went to Sunday Market that day. When I get to Sunday Market, I bought some things. But as I go, I said, look at this keeper. Where did I don't know. Why this keeper? And my was telling me, say, look, if you know this keeper, I said, this could be a job keeper. I said, how can I do this now? So, man, to do this, he said, I love God. I have to trust God Sunday. I have to trust back.
Yeah, could you summarize, please, so we can have other colors? Yeah.
Along the line, so I didn't return the clipper. So, telling the boys that, look, if you are not returning the clipper, I'm going to have a punish you. Don't be surprised. When it is morning, or it was Sunday or Monday, I was told that my service is not needed where I'm working. So, I said, okay, this is the problem. I just begin to beg God. So I want to say the message is that the money I was going to give it to beggar. I give it. In the second day again, I was called to come and start work. The money I was paid is more than where I'm coming from. So what I want to share is not sure is that anything we do. See, today, I run away for it. That shows that give me courage that, wherever you are, please, my brother, sister, listen to your mind, listen to God. Whatever your God tell you, whatever your mind tell you, do it. Don't compromise. It's very, very bad. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. We do appreciate. Don't compromise. I mean, he had to learn that through life experience, which really is quite a blessing. Hi, welcome. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemawa, on Instagram. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The latter is for the ladies, and we're right back at it. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon. Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. You have 2 minutes, so get to it.
All right. Joyce, my problem is that... God loves me and I love to go to, but my problem is women. That is my problem.
Why is it a problem?
Because I love women, Joyce. I love to be pretty ladies and I don't know how to get over it, Joyce. That is my problem.
I mean, you make a decision. What do you want? Anything you leave, leaves you. You are not leaving it alone. You are still holding on to it. Do you want to continue the way you are? But look, if you say it's a problem, then I'm thinking you want to do something about it, except you're enjoying it.
I'm not enjoying it, ladies, but I'm not that I'm enjoying it, Joyce, but I don't just know how to get over this, because sometimes I will make a very good decision. Say, okay, fine, I'm going to leave women, I'm going not to look at ladies again, but at the end of the day, I see myself back into them, I don't know.
So it's not beyond you to not know. It is in you to know. You know. You like it. So you go back to it. If you really want to change it, you must therefore insist. And even if it looks as though you are going back, you remind yourself that this is something you don't like, and then you withdraw yourself. So what you must exercise here is will. I don't want something. That's what you exercise. The will to do something. So it's mental. It's courage, is power. You need to exercise that. It's in you. Just decide that you're doing that tomorrow, and tomorrow you begin.
Okay, Joyce. Funny enough, the lady I want to marry now, she's not that pretty, but she has good character and has been giving me a lot of that. I'm thinking, you know, when I look at her, she's not
attractive. Okay, look. So you said something. I think I need to get a little bit more detail on. You say she's not pretty. I have to go off on a break. I'd like for you to please call me back. I want to see what you mean when you say she's not pretty. Because I want to ask you, are you handsome? And then what would I mean if I ask you that? Do you get?
Please call back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. We're off on a break to bring to you Lost to the Headlines. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side with Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome if you have just tuned in. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemawa, on Instagram. Remember, when you call into the show this hour, you do not say your name. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Could you speak up for us, please?
Hello, are you hearing me?
Well, it's not good enough.
Hello.
I do apologize. Please make it back. Thank you. Hello, we're Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce. I'm the one calling back.
Yeah, go ahead, my friend.
Yes. So what I mean, she's not pretty. I'm not saying she's not pretty, but maybe not my own choice, because I love them. I love ladies with big backside and big boobs. So then when I met her on Facebook, so we started chatting, and then I decided, okay, this lady, she speaks like someone who has who is intelligent. So I decided to go and see her. So I stayed with her for like 2 weeks, and I discovered that she has good characters to my liking, and she was intelligent. But the only issue is that she doesn't have those kind of the physical things I want in a lady. The backside and the boobs, they are not there. So it gave me a lot of issues. So sometimes I left her to date other ladies, and then when I date the ones I want, I will not see those characters in them. And then I begin to miss her again. So when I come back to her, she, sometime and then I'm not liking her again. That is a big problem for me, George.
So I think that it's your thinking that must align. You haven't aligned your thinking. It's muddled up. So let's begin from the top. You say she's not pretty, and then you ignore her. You go dates, quote unquote, your spec. Yeah?
Yes.
And then you say your spec doesn't have what you want. And then you come back to her.
Yes, ma'am.
So what then is beauty? Because you see, that definition, it must be established. If you don't establish it, if you marry her today and you saw a woman with a big backside tomorrow, you go. You haven't defined what beauty is. So now you have even gotten a taste of what it is that you want. Your prayers have been answered, but you found that it's not good enough in a way that it satisfies your heart. So then what is beauty? Because I want to ask you, are you handsome? Let me ask you, are you handsome?
I don't know, but I'm not ugly.
Well, you see, you also don't know that, too. If you don't know that you're handsome, then you don't know that. So here is what happens when we judge people like that. You have to understand that girl with the big backside, except she paid doctors to get it. She did nothing to earn it. It's given. Boobs are given. I don't have big boobs, but I know people who do. I didn't give myself what I have, but I'm content with what I have. The lady who has it, whom I know, or the ladies whom I know, didn't give it to themselves. So these are things given. So it is your, if you determine or if you define love by that, then that is very, it's shallow. It's very, it's watered down. Do you understand what I mean? It's very shallow. Do you get it?
Yes.
So if I say to you, are you handsome? And I'm judging you by Idris Elba, for example. And then by all measure, you are below Idris Elba. And when I say all measure, I mean by society standards now. Say, you know how girls say, I want tall, dark, handsome. And then we compare you to, I mean, I think Pierce Brosnan is a thing, you get. I think Khal Drogo is a thing. You know Khal Drogo, the guy who acted Aquaman.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yes.
You see, ooh, that guy is, ooh, that's whoever created that being. Like, you can tell that God is wonderful. I when that guy died in season one, I almost stopped watching Game of Thrones. So you see that. So imagine if I judged you by that fantasy.
Then I'm nowhere close to what handsome is.
If I judge you by that fantasy, then you're not good. But if I redefine what beauty is, you might be better than that guy, that Khal Drogo. If I define you by what beauty really is, you could be better than that guy. But because my definition of beauty is skewered, I'm judging you by Pierce Brosnan. I'm judging you by Khal Drogo. I'm judging you by, you know, you understand, by social barometer. Just the same way you're judging me by big butt, big boobs. So what is beauty? Because if we judge you too, you're not good. I can put money on it that you're not a fine guy. At this point, let me drag you. You're not fine. So why should she marry you? You're probably not even good enough. So why should she marry you? Do you understand where the conversation is going?
Yes.
So you must, and you've tasted your big butt and big boobs, and it's not good. So the problem here is self-created. You've created a problem now in your mind. So you have to fix that problem. So if you eventually marry this lady, if you decide to marry the lady, you know, who doesn't have big boobs, big butt, when you eventually see a big butt, big boob lady tomorrow, you don't go. Why? Because you've redefined what beauty is. You say you like this lady for her immaterial qualities. That should supersede big boobs and big butt. But do you know that? The same way I think you don't look like Khal Drogo. So there's got to be a denominator, if we can call it, a foundation that says these are two male humans. Upon what barometer do we judge them? It has to be the truth. If it's fantasy, it's a lie. If it's not the truth, but fantasy, then it's a lie.
Well,
so you like the girl. Then you have to erase your fantasies You must erase. You're no longer a child, so you're not drinking milk anymore. You're a man. You chew the bone. Do you get it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the truth. So it's you're mature enough as a human being to confront truth. And if you are able to confront truth, then you deserve the truth. If you're not strong enough mentally and psychologically to confront truth, you don't deserve the truth. And believe me, that takes you to the bottom of the food chain. Slaves are slaves that are the bottom of the food chain. Psychological slaves, spiritual slaves. If you can't face the truth, then you don't deserve it. So every lie can be given to you at the cost of nothing. We'll give you all the women with big boobs and big butt, but they don't, because it's not the truth, it doesn't satisfy your soul. So no amount of big butt and big boobs will make you a happy man. No amount of it. Do you get?
Oh, yeah, that Joy, the main problem is that I really want to marry a woman and then I don't want to cheat. I want to stay faithful. Yes, I really want to stay faithful to my woman. And I'm asking, the question coming up in my mind is that if I marry this lady, will I take away my eyes from ladies with big boobs and big butts?
So you agree, right? That you have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work that needs to be done inside of you before you go and marry someone else's daughter. And as beautiful as she is, you'll never see it because she doesn't have big boobs. First of all, the ladies with big boobs say their backs hurt. Have you heard the gist? So I'm glad I don't have it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm glad I don't have it. So if you don't like me, I don't like you too. Peace. But do you want, so I'm asking you to understand what the issue is. So you have, there are issues inside of you that you must straighten out. Yeah?
I know,
Joe. Uh-huh. So once you do that, you can marry. Until you do that, you can't marry. Because you're a problem, my friend. You are a problem. Can I let you go?
Oh, yes, okay. Thank you.
Bless your heart. Thank you very much for calling. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. So, please, if you're on the telephone, I'm asking you to give us a short, give me 20 minutes, probably even less. I did mention earlier on that we would be having a guest in the studio. The guest is here. I'm going to go off on a break. When I come back, I'm going to speak with him for at least, say, 15, 20 minutes. And then after that, I'll reopen the telephone lines for Confessions Thursday to continue. And then we cap it somewhere and start Lords of Logic. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Time has brought us to 15 minutes past 1 p.m. This very beautiful Thursday afternoon. I have a guest in the studio. I don't think you set that microphone very well. So let it... There you go.
Okay.
Yeah? Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's good to see you. What's your name?
My name is KV. My name is Olade Gbolan, aka KV.
Yeah. You were a participant.
Yeah.
Of the now ongoing Big Brother Nigeria.
Yes.
Something happened to you.
Okay.
No. Am I wrong, or did something happen?
Well, something happened.
Don't worry. You're going to explain yourself. I'm trying to open up a conversation.
Okay,
it does appear that you're not quite ready to admit that something happened.
Something happened.
Oh, exactly. Well, there you go. So something happened.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not quite sure what happened. I don't think it's a psychological problem. I don't think it's a medical problem that happened. Now, I could be wrong. What happened to you?
Actually, it is a medical problem. Yeah.
Oh.
You said you don't think it is, but...
Well, yeah. I thought you got nervous. So this is what I thought. I when I heard, you know, a housemate withdrew, I thought, oh, he got nervous. He got nervous. The pressure, the stress, and all the eyes on him, maybe he let that get to him. Because, of course, I mean, you prepped yourself that you were going into a house. You knew what it was. So I thought, well, you got in and then something happened. But now you're saying it's a medical problem. So let's hear it.
Because the doctor diagnosed that I had anxiety.
Anxiety disorder?
Yeah, I was suffering from an anxiety disorder. So, I mean, every other person can go through that. So I have a reference from somebody that went through it, that is a keeper of Real Madrid. His name is Courtois. So he went through anxiety disorder when he first got, Real Madrid was his dream club.
Yeah.
So he got there and he was doing absolutely rubbish. He was not doing his work well. So he got treated and now he's doing amazing. Well, so, I mean, that was the same thing I went through. I was supposed to perform well at that. My big brother Nigel was like a dream for me, a dream come true. So I began to suffer anxiety even before I got into the house.
So exactly. Did you realize that you had a disorder before you got into the house?
No, not at all. I didn't know what it was. I just know I kept thinking about so many things. So.
Okay, wait. So now that's what I want to understand. Before Big Brother, let's assume that Big Brother was not in the picture. What was life like? Do you get anxiety when you're in the midst of, say, new people, you know, when you're going to meet maybe a girl, there's a girl you admire. I don't know if you have like a stable girl. I'm just giving you like possible scenarios.
Oh, okay.
What, did you have occasions where you anticipated something and either fear or stress kicked in your anxiety? What happened?
No.
It never happened,
but I mean, Big Brother Nigeria was, like I said, it was a dream come true for me, so that's like the major thing I think that can cause it, I can make that happen. So for me, that's enough reason, and then the doctor also confirmed it as well, so...
So you, well, I think the best thing to do in order to fix a problem like that is to withdraw from the situation.
Yeah.
Let's talk about esteem, because usually I know that people who have anxiety disorders tend to suffer from a kind of esteem, issue, like a low self-esteem situation.
Okay.
Did that occur to you, or can you admit whether you suffered an esteem problem?
I think it was one of the. I'm not sure whether it was. I suffered an extreme problem.
Where you feel, I don't. Am I good enough? Would they like me? Would they vote for me? Because these people, maybe they like black people. They don't like fair people. Maybe I'm not. Maybe they're not going to like me. Just the concern that people would not validate you with a vote or with their likes. You get it? Did that happen?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I was free-minded. Like, I came into the house with my free mind. Like, anything can happen at any time. I can leave.
And you could get voted out and you'll be good with it.
Yes.
So at what point did you realize that you were breaking down?
When I discovered a whole lot of housemates in the house were being defensive. I mean, they were being strategic. It's okay to be strategic. I don't have issue with that, but it affected me because they didn't want to listen to what I had to offer. I mean, like, the kind of house. Because when I got into the house, I was wanted to talk to every other person about my situation, how I grew up, and how life have treated me, basically. So, I mean, it was one of the reasons why I broke down, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so how are you doing now?
Well, I'm doing very well.
You're fine?
I'm fine.
No more disorder?
No.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're off on a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
To 9.3 Nigeria Info, thanks to our visiting guest. He's fine. Okay, so welcome to Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hey, welcome to the show. Remember when you're calling, you don't say your name? And of course, we resume the live stream, I Joyce Onyemua on Instagram. Hi, my friend. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome.
Been a long time. Michael is my name.
You're not supposed to say your name. How long has it been and where have you been?
Sorry, I just want to greet KC.
Oh, I'm sorry, he left the studio. But he's fine. I'm sure he's on Instagram right now.
He has music on the street.
Oh, great.
I saw the story before and bringing it to the radio, I want to say, big boy, don't give up.
That's yeah. He sounds fine. He looks good. He looks very well. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you.
Phenomena. To me.
Pardon?
Please take notes.
I'm Philomena. My name is Joyce.
Phenomena. You are phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you a lot.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, welcome. Confessions Thursday, how are you? The volume of your radio set. Do us all that favor. Hi. The volume of your radio set, please. Oh, no. Come on. The volume of your... I'm going to have to let you go. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, no, I want to give an answer to that young boy.
What? No, no, no. He's left the studio. He's not the topic. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello, Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome.
I have a confession to make.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I think that was about 13 or 12 of age then. We're batting at the river and at a spot, we were like three. So in our midst now, one of our friends was like, hey, do you guys know that you cannot actually touch your dick or use a soap to touch your dick and your leg? Like you masturbate, though I don't know what is called masturbate, but he was like, okay, when he did it, we saw something coming out for him, and after that I don't really know what came over me. So when I got home that very day, when I was bathing in the bathroom,
you tried
it. I was like, okay, let me try what that my friend did at the river. So when I tried it with soap, though I tried it at that moment, but it did not work, I said, okay, I will have to try it. I will make sure I keep trying it until I get what I want. And that's how I keep on doing it until at this point, I found out that something came out for me. And since then, it's like a spirit, like,
wow.
Whenever I'm alone, I will just like, okay, I have to do this. See, when I come of age, and I learned to realize that it's a masturbation. Like, I read novels and mm-hmm. most of at the time, as in, at times, this time, each time I'm operating my phone, I would just, all of a sudden, I was like, okay, let me go to website and try to watch some BS stuff like that, all those nude pictures. And at this point, I would feel horny. And I would not even hesitate to do that same shit. That's why I keep on masturbating.
Language. Okay, so hold on now. Are you still doing it?
Well, for like 2 months now, I've stopped it.
Oh,
stopped it, like...
Why did you stop?
Like, I don't really have that, like, each time right now, and how I feel, the only problem I'm having right now is keeping a relationship. Because each time I come to, like, okay, I like a lady or like a girl, and I go close to her, and if we start moving on, once I have sex with her, that's all of it. I'm losing trust in her. Like, I won't see her like anything to me again.
Well, first of all, let's establish this masturbation issue. Are you done with it? Do you want to stop? Have you stopped? Or...
Well, like I said, for 2 months now, I've not been doing it. And I've been praying to God that I should stop it.
Okay, hold on a second, please. Please, I want to go off on a break. Just hold on, okay?
Okay.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
Yes, it is Confessions Thursday. Hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm still here. So, like I was saying, I found it difficult to love. Like, if I get to know a lady and once I had sex with her, that's all about it. I was just losing interest all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, the
how old are you now?
I'm 25. Well, I'll be 22 by January 25th.
Well, this is the best time to really find out what kind of man you want to be. You have the opportunity to really establish your human identity. I don't know. I don't think you should be exploring relationships right now. I think first, maybe what might help, and that's really just a suggestion, is that you take time off relationships and really even balance your sexual desires. I really think you should do that. Can you be without a woman when you don't have a girlfriend? Are you fine?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Oh, great. So now that you have you've discovered another problem, I think you should find out why you have that problem and then deal with why you have that problem so that the next time you're in a relationship, you can better psychologically and emotionally manage it. I think so.
I think that's what I should do.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. We have a few more minutes to make to continue Confessions Thursday. After that, we segue into Lords of Logic on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, and of course 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, we're Nigeria Info. When you're calling, you don't say your name on Confessions Thursday. Hi.
Okay, I'm talking about the first caller. The young boy who said the auntie abused him when he was 7.
And wants to tell his dad.
Yeah, I want to tell him that even 3-year-old boy can complain to the parents of what is going on between him or whoever they left at home for him. Yeah, so a 2-year-old boy told the mother that the woman that comes to look after her will put his organ into her mouth and be drawing it. So immediately they took the woman to police station and they went to treat the boy because the boy private part started stolen. So he that is 7 years, he could not complain to the parents. And we have an example of Joseph who ran away from Potiphar's wife.
So I think that you are not considering the fact that some people have the courage to speak and others don't. And you must take that into consideration. That's why if you pay attention to the cases of rape, for example, when the lady gets raped, at that moment, she's not necessarily the strongest to speak. So it takes a while for them to find the courage to speak on what has happened to them. Usually what happens when you molest a person is that you demoralize them. And it even happens to men. If you molest a man, you demoralize him. It's a psychological burden that they must bear. It's as though you have stripped something away from them. And it happens to both sexes. So if you took that into consideration, I think you might understand why he's not necessarily so quick or too eager to share with his father, particularly not even knowing how the father's going to respond. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, my complaint is I'm somebody who is...
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Okay, can you hear me?
Turn off the volume of your radio set. I need you to do that.
Yeah, I do that.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm somebody who is a very, very shy somebody. And then... I don't know. It used to bring some misunderstanding within people around me because of my quietness. So I really need to be more open to people like that, but it gives me difficulty. I don't know.
Wait, more open? You mean like you want to speak to people more freely, more boldly?
Yes, as to then, interact.
Yeah, then try it. Start gradually. Meet a person and start a topic. Politics, science, culture, history, tradition, social phenomena, anything. Start a conversation. Try it.
Thank you, ma.
Sure. Just start. Small, small. And you build mastery. Hi. Confessions Thursday.
Yes, sir.
The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession. It's about my relationship. Please, I just want to give me the best advice because I'm tired of asking people, telling people to give me the best advice. The advice are not going anywhere. This is it here. I'm dating a girl. She already has a child for another man, but she's not married. She told me that she doesn't have anything with the guy. But whenever, like, she doesn't give me the attention that I pray for. And the only time she comes to me is when she needs something. I don't know. Should I still keep on being with this girl? I should just let her... I should go and go for me because I'm tired. She's not.
Wait.
Yeah, Mary.
Does she like you? Do you like her?
The truth from my own side, me, I really like her, fine. But, you know, she bears one kind to me. She lies to me. Like, then whenever she, the only way she needs something, she comes to me. Like, when I talk to her, like, she, I don't understand. Like, I don't
know. No, it's simple. I don't let anybody confuse you. What do you, pardon me, don't tell me your name. You have to determine what you want. Look, if you establish what you want and someone gives you what you don't want, it's very easy to say no.
Okay, sorry.
Your background is noisy. Okay, let's try again.
Are you there?
I am. Just your background is so noisy.
So how will I not talk to her? Because I've talked to her. It's like I'm talking to someone here and she's leaving the other year.
Then you leave her alone. If she's not willing to work with you to achieve a relationship, you walk away.
Okay, walk away, right?
That's the only thing to do. You have something else you want to do, like work out, cook?
That's what I'm asking, because I'm sick and tired. Because, like, I don't understand.
I mean, the fact that you're sick and tired says the relationship is not working. One day you're sick and you're tired, and then you leave.
Okay, that's the best thing I do. Yeah. Thank you.
I think you know that you were supposed to leave. You just wanted me to tell you to leave. Honey, leave. Hi, Confessions Thursday. Sorry, I lost you. Hi, Nigeria Info, how are you? Hello, my friend. Welcome, are you there?
Yeah, hello, Joyce.
So speak up for us, okay? You have to speak up. Your voice is a little low.
Hello. Are you hearing me?
Well, your voice is low. I think I can, but it's really faint. Yeah, I know.
I'm living with my husband's side inside the family.
So,
as long as I don't know. No, India, I know that he's here.
You're speaking up better. Wait, sorry, you said you're living with your husband's side chick in the same room.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So I have a daughter that is 7 years old.
Okay.
The girl is very, very sweet. Are you getting me?
I'm listening.
Yeah. So my husband, before we got married, we love ourselves. We love each other. So there's my daughter. Me, 7 years old. My husband now transfer everything, all the whole love, to my daughter, who is 7 years old. Are you hearing me?
I'm listening.
Yeah. So whenever he comes back from work, instead of him to kiss me, as in hug me, he will first of all hug his daughter, do everything. Just was ignoring me. So the thing is, I'm very, very sad about that. I was even complaining. So what is happening? Is it that because I give you a daughter, you just say everything you need to her? Just give me 30% of the love. Her own is 70%. So even that girl, if whenever she did something, if I want to correct her, my husband was like, leave this girl. And this girl, she's what she's supposed to do at this age, for her age mate. She doesn't, she cannot do it. You understand?
So, oh, you think her dad's spoiling her? Is that what you mean?
Yes, okay. My dad is spoiling her, yes. Okay. So, and she sees me as if I'm the one that is wicked, that her husband, that loves her very much. So anything that I thought, my husband was just imposing me.
Wow.
So the girl was just seeing me as if I'm an enemy, that her daddy that loves her so much.
Yeah.
So we are quarreling over that. We are having issues about that. I even reported my husband to our counselors.
Okay.
So they are slowly talking to him. Say, this girl that I'm calling that this. She just let her get married and then my husband and you and your wife, you two will stay together.
Okay.
So after that, she repented or just, but within some months, she started bouncing back again. So I'm just like, every time we're having quarrels. At times, if you come back from work, I've just ignored him. I'm not greeting him, I'm just leaving. So I was just angry, depressing me. I don't know, at times, if I cook, I'll call her daughter to come and carry her food instead of me giving her food. I'll just be passing every message to the daughter.
Wow.
Understand?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, so pardon me. I thought I heard you say you were living with your husband's side chick. Or is it your daughter you're calling your husband's side chick?
It's my daughter. My daughter is my husband's side chick.
So now. Oh,
my
I see.
Husband's side chick.
Oh, so now it does appear that your husband is no longer in love with you.
He is, but I think he transferred most of the love to my daughter.
He is? If he was, you wouldn't be complaining. He's not. I mean, except if you really believe he is, then you can't be complaining. It's love.
Yeah, but he's bringing it up now.
So you're denying the situation. So we can't even begin to fix it.
Okay, let me tell you this one. Even in the night, my daughter will just, because I have only one daughter now. We married 2012. have only one daughter. So this girl will come and lie down in between two of us. I mean, my husband will leave the bed for two of us. I said, what is happening?
Well, I think you should have a conversation with him and tell him that, well, this is how he's treating you and you don't like it, and then get his response. I think you should verbalize your concerns. Rather than give him an attitude, tell him what's wrong. How he manages it is not necessarily your business, but tell him, well, this is what's wrong with the marriage and it's going down. So let's see whether he really cares.
I think I've been doing it, but after a while, you just bounce back again. So
mood swings. So what? No. Don't say you don't know. Do you? Can you manage it? Can you tolerate it?
Yes, I don't know what to do.
Well, until you know what to do, you know you're going to live with this until you know what to do. Well, you must think about what to do. If you don't like it, then you try to fix it. If you tolerate it, who says it's going to change? We don't even know if it would, when it would change.
Okay.
I am. I leave my peace with you. Thank you very much and good luck. But if something isn't right, you try to fix it. To live with it, I don't know about that. Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear us? I do apologize if you can hear me. You'll have to call back. We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession, just like that woman that called last.
Okay.
You know, my sister, she has a daughter of 14 years. Just that woman was complaining about.
Okay.
The husband, he is sexually molesting this 14 years.
Sexually molesting her?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Well, my sister does not know that, but I do know that.
How do you know?
And in my place, if you say such a thing, without catching the red hand, they will crucify you.
Oh.
But I know that's what's going on. But according to the girl, she said, her father said she has kids. Why my sister does not have kids?
Gosh.
So,
we're speaking about your friend's husband's, like the daughter, the man's daughter.
Yes, but I can't tell my sister because she will kill me. She will not believe me. But, and that has been going on since she was 14 years. Now she is 24. And it's still going on. And I know about it. But this woman that's complaining, now, that's how the husband, what they show that so much love to their daughter, know that something is going on.
No. But you know, sometimes it might not.
I would better to call her daughter aside quietly and ask her, is your daddy touching you? Is your daddy doing this? That is what they do. I know this is going on, but I told my junior brother about this. He said I should keep quiet. If I say anything, since I did not have the red handed.
Is it possible that you're misinterpreting the love a father is showing to his daughter as something else?
No, that is not it. He's sleeping with the girl.
Yeah, but how do you know that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
Yeah, I know, but how do you know? If you say you know what that means by which you came to the knowledge of that,
because
how?
I used to ask this girl questions sometimes. She would tell me.
Then tell the mother to ask the daughter if you're so sure. Say, tell your sister. No, it's all, she doesn't need to believe you. She doesn't need to believe you. She needs to just ask her daughter. She doesn't even need to, you don't even have to say anything.
Because
just tell her.
Dad has told the girl not to tell anyone.
Yeah, but the daughter is telling you.
Yeah, because I used to stay with them sometimes. And I used to observe.
Beautiful. So if the daughter can tell you, then she can repeat it in the presence of her mother. If you promise not to bully the girl.
She can't. She cannot because
do you want a solution or do you want to get in the way of the solution? Because if you want a solution, if you want to help this sister of yours, then you will say to her, I think I heard something. Let's call your daughter and ask her. Don't shout. Don't bully her. Don't frighten her. Just ask her. If you can't do that, then maybe you're not even sure what you're saying. Do you get it?
I told my junior, but he said if I say something, it's going to bring problems. So I should keep quiet. So this is what I know that's going on with this woman. If she can talk to her daughter. But I know that my sister, she will not listen to me. I know the kind of sister I have. She will not listen. That's why I'm saying this woman.
How do I feel about it?
She call her daughter aside one day. Ask her all this.
Okay.
It's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
All these fathers, they sleep with their daughters, young children. Because,
okay.
And they'll give them everything and say, don't tell your mother, don't do this.
Wow.
It's
okay.
So
we'll get
that woman to talk to her daughter. Ask her privately.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'm sure.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate. Yeah, thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Sarah, I lost you. If you're able to make it back today. Okay. Hi. The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, sorry. Good afternoon. It's John.
Good afternoon.
From Uniland.
You're not supposed to say your
name. No, I just want to quickly say something for the last caller.
Okay.
Let her put out that lady on a record, you know, something like that. Then she wouldn't tell that to, she wouldn't transfer the matter to the sister. Then please.
She's more reluctant than anything else. I don't. She doesn't even want to talk to the lady. She's resisting that. So I don't know whether
she said
she's
that the sister might not believe. So let her just do it this way. Let her record the daughter. After recording it, then she will now call the daughter to come in front of her mom. And it will start from there.
All right.
Thank you. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hi.
Hello, Lady Joy.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I want to just put mat for those three callers that I just called for this last caller.
You got to be quick. Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to say about that woman that said that her husband so much falling in love with her 7-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
So sometimes when a man is doing like that, maybe the woman is not showing a love to her husband. Mm-hmm. Are you getting me? Mm. And the man will eventually divert his attention to his children. Mm. That is why we are seeing such a man behaving like that in the family. If the woman is not doing well to her husband, let her make her husband to be feeling happy.
Okay.
All those things that you know that her husband is lacking, let her doing it so that the love will become both she and her daughter and the rest of the family. That's where peace will get in that particular family. If he does not be doing that the husband will continue behaving like that. So that is to show that she is not performing well.
All right. So what's the next one?
That is it.
Huh? What's the next point? Is that all you have to say? Yeah.
The next point is that. Let her husband.
No. I mean on other issues. I thought you wanted to say something else about other issues. We've gotten this one.
The other issues is that if the according to the second to the third caller, the first caller about her man is molested with her daughter. If it is possible, let the girl have something that we make her to get an evidence. To present to her sister, so for her sister to believe.
Okay.
If you don't have anything to prove the evidence, let her just keep quiet.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I think we can do two more and then it's a wrap. Hi. The volume of your radio set. Could you turn it off? Sorry, I lost you. Hello, Nigeria Info. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Hello?
99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Welcome, lady. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to contribute to the other lady that called about her daughter being side chick.
Yeah.
Her husband. Yeah. My advice to her is that she should try as much as possible not to allow jealousy to override her sense of reason.
Okay.
What she should do is to show her daughter love.
Okay.
You know, try to win her heart. Find things that interest her so the daughter can be comfortable enough to open up to her, even if there is anything going on, even if there is nothing going on. But she should win her love. Show her compassion. Then if she wants to correct her and tell her, this thing you are doing is wrong. I love you. That is why I tell you this. She should say it out. Say I love you to her. She should tell her how much she appreciates her, how much she's happy to have her. You know, those words. In case the father is doing anything wrong to her, at a point, the daughter's heart will be melted to open up to her. She has to use wisdom to win the heart of.
Then
she should not even try to do as if she's competing with it, because her attitude right now is that, she's competing with a side chick.
Okay.
So she should stop using that word, side chick, and then...
To describe her daughter.
And embrace it and solve this thing with love, with the heart of a mother.
Okay.
You know, then show love. Try as much as well to ignore whenever the husband... Because when I gave birth to my first daughter, such thing happens. You know, this kind of thing usually happens.
Mm.
But I had to, you know, sit back, think of a way to candlelit, and eventually the love was balanced.
Okay.
When his attention was drifting to my first daughter, I tried to bring his attention to it and tell him the consequences. You just have to verbalize whatever you feel. Make sure you bring issues to the table at the right time. But since it has gotten so far, and it has taken this long, then she should try to be emotionally stable enough to show her husband love.
Yeah.
Ignore his attention to the child.
Mm.
Then, try as much as possible to show the daughter attention as well.
Okay.
When she does wrong, she should be confident enough to correct the daughter. Tell her this is what you did. It is wrong, and I'm going to correct you because you are my daughter and I love you. I want you to be... When she keeps reasserting that into the daughter, eventually the daughter will understand that genuine love is coming from her, her mom.
Thank you.
I don't know if she gets me.
Totally clear. Totally clear.
The other lady should try as much as possible to tell her sister to find a way to convey the message to her sister. By all means.
Don't worry. She doesn't want to. She sounds like she's not even going to try.
Because if she's equally, whatever crime that is going on, she's a part of it if she does not see anything.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for telling her that.
She must do that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
If she's sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, lady. Hello, Nigeria Info. How are you? The volume of your radio set. Hi.
You are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I just want to appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
I have no confession to make.
Okay.
You are good. You are good and remain good.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Be good too. Thank you. Hi, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Sorry, we lost you. Hi. Hello. Sorry, I lost you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. Hello, the volume of your radio set. Turn it off. Speak up.
Hello.
Turn off whatever recording is at the background. You have to turn it off.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Please go ahead.
I cheated on my wife, and she got angry and left.
Oh.
It's really traumatizing since she left, and she won't even listen to me.
When did she leave?
About 3 years now.
Oh. You got kids?
None yet.
You want her back?
Yeah, I do.
So what happened? Like, you thought she stopped being beautiful at some point, then you followed somebody else.
Yeah, I got careless. I've been very careless. She scouts through my phone from my conversation with someone else.
Mm.
And, she knows I don't know how to tell lies, so I told her what happened. That was how it all started.
Why are you cheating, or why did you cheat? Do you know why?
Okay, I think there's this saying, I realized that afterwards, there's this saying that the other woman is always better.
Who told you that?
Yeah.
Who told you that? You believed a lie. You didn't even probe it for sensibility.
I believed the lie, actually.
There you go.
When the other woman wants you, she does everything better than the woman in the house.
You sound like a puppy in a store. Like, someone just carried you, and you didn't, no sense of judgment, no autonomy, nothing. They just carried you. You two just followed. Come on, man. Come on.
Unfortunately, that happened. I'm still living with the guilt till today, and... I'm just praying to God that this passes over and pass away. I get her back, but she doesn't want to listen to me. Yeah.
Okay. So have you tried to move on? Have you tried to move on?
I tried, but it's not working. More like, I don't know. More like I'm not getting it yet.
So if you have been able to confront the reason you cheated, I think maybe if you persist a little bit more, your wife might consider. She might not come back as a wife, but she might at least open up an avenue for conversation. She might.
I already told her. I told her I ended the first formal relationship. I told her I wasn't going to go there again. I told her I promised her I was not going to get involved in that again, and all that. I did everything possible, and then she blocked me off. And
she had it. She just about
now
had
I can't reach out. I only spy on her through other people's platform and all that, because I can't reach out again.
Maybe she needs a little bit more time. You know, cheating hurts. Like when you break a person's heart, they need time to recover from it. I guess that's really what she's dealing with. So maybe if you give her a little bit more time. I mean, 2 years, sometimes you'll think it's enough, but no. If it's a heartbreak, it takes longer than that. It would take longer than that. If you really want her, then you have to wait for her. You have to wait. And let her know that you're waiting for her.
I'm trying my best on that.
Well, keep trying, yeah.
I'm trying my best on that.
Keep your head up and pray.
Sure. Thank you
very much. Thank you. We are off on a break. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. You're listening to Confessions Thursday on 99.3. Yeah, on 99.3.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
99.3 Nigeria Info. I'd like to say thanks to all our callers who called into the show today. Thank you very much. Thanks for your contributions. Thanks for your stories. Let me tell you how compelling your stories have been. Someone left me a message on Instagram Live saying that he would like for me to segue into another topic because he's getting emotional. And I'm thinking, oh, well, that's equally an intent, is to get you to maybe become introspective, to self-sieve, to look and maybe see if there are areas, if there is an area where you can maybe redetermine, reevaluate. Yes, and learn, and learn. The last caller. I wish I can get to speak to you at a later time. There's something from your experience that I think you need to share with men. It's this phase of your life where you're having to sorrow and wait. So I think you've cheated on your wife. She up, left. So here you are. You can't move on. You want her back, but nothing you say to her makes sense. And so it's the experience I would hope that you can share with other men. There's something to be learned here. This waiting period, this wonder, this misery, this uncertainty, this trying to move on, the consequence of human action. Like, people like you and your stories should really be given a mic. I think the more you talk about it, the more it will make you cry. But yeah, that is a whole lot better. Because I feel when we share stories like that, beyond what is assumed to be pleasure from immorality, if we can call it that, because I mean, as far as marriage goes, to cheat on someone is immoral. Well, you can say, well, your tradition permits it, which is a different conversation. If the agreement is you and I exclusive for better, for worse, and then you go against that, well, much should be said about that. Much should be said, particularly by men who suffer from that to other men. And you determine what you do with that information, whether you want to learn from it, whether you want to not toe that line, yeah, or whether you think, well, come on, it's life. There are no consequences. You do as you please. And if it's good enough, honey, go get it done. Then, I don't know. I just think I want to hear you share this reality. But At a later time, for sure. We're off on a break. We have to be off on a break. Vaughn is in the studio to give to us headlines for the 2 o'clock hour. After that, my friend, the kingdom welcomes, you know, everyone who makes up the kingdom.